Ah, what a surprise. An unexpected guest graces my halls. Hello, my dear. Welcome to my home. My word, you look like a mess. You got caught in that storm, huh? Oh, poor thing. Do not fear, traveler. I am a friend. You are more than welcome here. I assure you. I know you may have questions. All will be answered in good time. But you must allow me to tend to you, my dear. You are clearly exhausted and soaked to the bone. I'd hate for you to catch a cold. Very good. Servants, come. This man requires your attention. Please allow my maids to hang up your outer apparel. Oh, and your equipment will be looked after. Hilda, draw our guest a bath. We simply must warm you up, traveler. Katerina, prepare one of the guest rooms. The sun has long set by now, and he will need a place to rest his weary body. I assure you, it is no trouble, my dear. My parents taught me to help those in need, even strangers such as yourself. Tell me, are you hungry? I figured as much. Beatrice, be a dear and tell the chefs to prepare a meal for two. I wish to dine with our new friend. Oh, think nothing of it, traveler. Of course, I wish to dine with one such as yourself. Tell me, you are an adventurer of sorts, are you not? Ah, so you are. How exciting. Tell you what. You share tales of your journey with me over dinner, and we'll call it even, yes? Very good, my dear. Now then, that bath should be ready in a few minutes. Hubert, lead our guest to the bathroom, and see to it that a fresh set of clothes is laid out for him. I will be waiting in the dining room. Hubert will bring you to me once you're finished bathing. Ta-ta for now, dear traveler. Take your time. I will be waiting patiently. Ah, hello again, my dear. You look much better now, though I must admit. That disheveled appearance was quite alluring to me. Something so rugged about it. Anyway, right this way. Come, sit with me at my table. Ah, thank you, Sebastian. Wine, dear. Very good. Thank you, Edmund. This looks delicious. That will be all for now. Leave us. Dig in, dear traveler. You must be starving. No need to be polite. Oh, how chivalrous. You wish to show proper respect. I assure you, I'm not offended in the least. Truly, You do not need to hold back. I can hear your stomach grumbling. Oh, there you go. I knew it. Pay me no mind, dear. You amuse me as all. Wow. Hungrier than you thought, huh? No, don't mind me. I just find the way you're tearing into the meal amusing. So ravenous. So animalistic. We're set so far apart, my dear. May I come closer? Thank you. Normally, I do enjoy sitting at the head of the table, but since it's just the two of us, we don't need to stand on ceremony. There. Much better. You have questions for me? Well, by all means, ask away. Yes, you are correct. I am nobility. My family once held dominion here, but now I alone run this estate. We are rather removed out here, but these grounds are self-sustaining. The village in the valley was founded for the mine, you see. And well, when the mines cleared out, so too did the villagers. Yes, the servants all live on the grounds. We have our own farm, cattle, and any other resources my people could want or need. I think of it as my own little utopia. I'm grateful for my servants. They are all so loyal, so devoted. I may not collect gold from the mine, but in my humble opinion, I'm as rich as ever. My servants are my family. They're my treasure. I value each and every one of them. Doesn't sound like a bad life now, does it? Ah, the future? I assume you mean since it's just me here. Who will run this place in the future? Yes, it's true. I have no heirs, but I'm not worried about it. As you can see, I still have my youth. I won't be going anywhere anytime soon. Oh, my good sir. Don't you know it's rude to ask a woman her age? Just teasing, dear. All finished? Good. I bet that hit the spot. Oh, my plate? Yes, it appears I barely touched it. Such a pity. I guess my hunger was not as great as it seemed. Or perhaps a hunger for something else. Alas, I'm sure you want to get some rest. Oh, not yet. And why not? Oh, you're into the bargain? Yes. Tales of your travels. Yes. You did promise to share. But you don't need to push yourself, dear. You must be tired. There's always tomorrow. Really? Oh, you are so sweet. Very well. If you insist. Come. This conversation is more suited for the lounge. It's far more comfortable. Follow me. And bring the wine bottle. Please, sit. Oh, come now. No need to sit so far away, dearie. I want you nice and close. So, what brought you to these parts? I see. Wow. where do you hail from? Wow, long away from home. Adventurers such as yourself are so fascinating to me. I grew up here. This is practically all I know. Don't get me wrong, I love it here. Wouldn't trade it for the world, but the unknown will always have an allure. I mean, just look at us. You are all but unknown to me. And I feel this pull towards you. Much like you want to explore the land, part of me wishes to explore you. Shh. Don't overthink it. Don't you feel it too? Oh, I'm unknown to you as well. Doesn't a part of you want to explore me? Feel me? Am I not alluring to you? Beautiful. A piece of fine art you want to stare at all day. I must be so lonely. Life on the road without a companion at your side. Without a woman to make you feel that carnal intimacy with. I can tell this excites you. I can tell you need this. I can see the blood churning in your veins. Faster and faster. The heartbeat picking up with every whisper. I bet you want me to drain every drop. Let me have a taste. Delicious. Still conscious? I thought you'd completely fallen under my spell. Most would be by now. No, my dear. You stay right where you are. I see. When I said drain every drop, you thought. Wow. You really are pent up. Come now. You've traveled all over. You've never met one of my kind? Yes. That's right. Say it. A vampire. A myth. Oh, I'm afraid not, my dear. I'm very real. And I want you. You've told me a tale. So now let me return the favor. The mine was not merely drained of its resources. A tomb had been uncovered. A vampire had been sealed away. And those miners uncovered him. He went on a killing spree and found his way to my castle. He butchered the staff, then came after my parents. I watched him tear my father to shreds and sink his fangs into my mother's neck. He underestimated me, practically ignored me entirely. I used this to my advantage and drove a wooden stake into his heart. However, with his dying breath, he sunk his fangs into me, trying to take me with him. He died before he could finish the job, and before long, I awoke. I had become the very monster that he was. Despite this, I was able to own my power. I instantly knew that this was no curse, but a blessing. My life had been preserved, nay, immortalized. I was superior. Not just in money, but now power. I have no need for heirs. I will never fade away. Now, I had that same thirst for blood as he did, but unlike him, I was not starving. I could appreciate the blood more deeply. I eventually gathered what survivors I could, sampling their blood. Those whose flavor appealed to me became my thralls, my servants. Those who were less than satisfactory were, well, they were let go, you could say. Oh, but do not worry. My servants are well looked after. They truly are the closest thing to family. I offer them my home, a private paradise for us to share. In return, they offer me their blood. I do not kill. That would be wasteful. They are my prized possessions, and I will not throw them away. And you, my dear, will be the crown jewel. You see, we don't get to see many new faces around these parts. The current staff are descendants of the ones I took in. Not only that, but you are an adventurer. As you told me, you've lived your whole life on the road. I could use a good storyteller. And I must say, you are rather easy on the eyes. Now, to the task at hand. I must say, your blood was like nothing I've ever tasted. Therefore, you've passed my test. It is decided. From this day forth, you shall be mine. Don't protest. I'm afraid we're past the point of no return. And your struggling is only getting me more excited. I was gonna focus on your pleasure now, but I see I must properly break you, dearie. Cease your resistance. Be mine. Be all mine. Good. Not better. You will belong to me. From this day forth, I'm your mentor, your ruler, your goddess. You live to serve me. But I am a merciful goddess. I will make you feel ecstasies unknown to the masses. You will feel utter euphoria just by gazing into my deep red eyes. And that's it. Sink. Be mine. Let me grind on you. Yes, that's it. Oh, feel my hips glide up and down on you. My hands slide across your chest, feeling those strong muscles. Oh, you ache for me, my dear. Oh, yes, I feel you between my legs. Oh, your cock grows with every gyration and knows what it wants better than you do. Give in to the feeling, dearie. Be mine. Be mine and you will never know pain again. Even my fangs piercing your flesh will fill you with a sense of rapture. Oh, very good, dear. Oh, let me remove these pesky garments. They feel like shackles holding us apart. Let us be free of them. Oh, there you are. Just as nature intended. Now, I will ride your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, that is divine. Oh, what a wonderful sensation. After feeling the kiss of death, one would think I'd be unable to truly experience the pleasures of the flesh again. Oh, Well, let me tell you, dear. Oh, not only do I still feel it, the feeling is doubled, perhaps tripled. An immortal body is not the only perk of vampirism. Oh, my every sense has been elevated. So when I start thrusting my hips like this, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, fuck. Oh, truly remarkable. I knew you would not disappoint me. It was that gleam in your eyes. Oh, I just knew you were something special the moment you entered my home. Oh, yes, my dear. Take it. Take my body. Bear it all if you can. Become familiar with this feeling. Oh, it'll envelop you each and every day. Oh, unlike my other servants, I may need to keep you especially close. Oh, I could put a collar on you, chain you to my bed. Oh, would you like that, huh? Be my complete live-in blood bag. My pleasure pillow. My bedtime storyteller. Oh, these will be your roles under my employ. You have nothing to fear, dearie. This is the start of your new life. Oh, a life free of the struggles of everyday existence. Utter heaven. Imagine it. Each and every night, your mistress straddling your lap just like this, extracting rope after rope of cum from those full balls of yours. You'd beg me to take a bite of you. That's how good I'll make it feel. Draining you will feel like a favor I'm doing for you. Oh, you'll be oh so thankful, won't you, dear? Yes. Oh, yes, I knew you would be. Fuck, that's so hot. Pan for me. Moan for me. Each sound you emit brings me closer and closer to a glorious orgasm. Oh, please, my dear. Would you kindly bring me to orgasm? If you do, I'll squeeze so tightly around that cock of yours. It'll be like nothing you've ever felt before. Oh, yes. You'll help me, won't you? Oh, good boy. Oh, you're already getting the picture. You know what I need, and you give it to me willingly. No more coercion needed. That's it. Fuck, I'm getting close. Grab my hips. Pull my hips down onto you. Onto good old baby. Watch as my tits bounce as you thrust up into me. Yes, very good. Oh, God. Oh, that's so fucking good, dearie. Making your mistress feel so good on your first try. Oh, good boy. Look up at me. Look into my eyes as I come. Get lost in the feeling. Nothing else matters in this world. Only mistress's orgasm. Oh, everything else is just a distraction. Here it comes, my dear. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, make me come. Take it. Take it, dear. Take it. Oh, yes. Oh, very good. As I said, pure euphoria. Oh, we are far from done. In fact, here. I'm gonna get off of you. Stay right where you are. Lean your head back on the sofa. I'm gonna mount your face. Come on, baby. Lick mistress's pussy. I want you to taste every drop of cum you pulled out of me. You earned it. Oh, yes. I'm so sensitive. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, grab my hips. Take it all in. Every last bit. Oh, tasting my juices is more important than breathing right now. Oh, you're fucking ravenous. Work that tongue, dearie. Oh, a skilled storyteller and a fine pussy eater. That tongue of yours is truly a marvel. Perhaps you can make me come for a second time. Ah, oh, it'll be easier. As I said, I'm very sensitive. Oh, how eager. All after I said that your efforts have doubled. You are insatiable, truly like a starving puppy suckling its mother's teeth. Ah, very good. Give that clit the attention that it needs. Just like that. See, you are perfect for me. You know what I need before I even utter the word. Make me come, dear. Make me come all over your face. Swallow all that you can. You can do it. Mistress believes in you. Yes, yes, here it comes. My word, you are exceptional, my dear. You truly are earning your spot at my side. Now I'm feeling generous after two successful orgasms. I've used my mouth to drain your blood. Now I'll use it to drain your balls. Lay down properly again. I'm gonna be on top again, but this time I shall turn my body around. That way you may continue to worship my cunt as I service this fine cock of yours. You may begin, dear. Yes. How magical. This flavor is remarkable. No doubt my pussy juice has enhanced the taste. But this cock is unprecedented. I can't get enough. Everything about you entices me more and more. I can't get enough. Will you feed me your cum, my dear? Very good. But not yet. I must stay for every inch. You continue to lick my pussy. Actually, what am I saying? You clearly don't need convincing. Oh, the shaft. These balls. So full. So ready to give it all to mistress. Are you ready to fill my throat, huh? Hold on. This may be overwhelming. Oh, so tasty. You got so tense. Your grip on my thighs was so strong. Was it too much? Oh, do try to hold on for me. Be good for your mistress. So good. So tasty. I can't get enough. I'm so glad you came to my home. I needed someone just like you in my life. Your gum. Your blood. All of it. All mine. Are you ready to give in to me? Your tongue is going into overdrive. Are you trying to make me come for a third time? You depraved man whore. Of course I want that. Can you make me come with you, dear? That would be the perfect end to this little tale of ours. Good boy. See you on the other side. Try not to pass out. That's it. I can see the blood rush to your shaft. It's twitching like never before. Oh, on your mouth. Giving me the purest form of bliss I've ever felt. Oh, give me your cum. Fill up my mouth. Fill up my throat. I want it. No, I need it. Give it to me now, dearie. Give it to me. We're both right on the edge. Complete our union. Our pact. Your covenant with your new goddess. Let's come together. Right now. Right here. Yes, yes. This taste, so decadent, so savory, just what I needed. Think of it as my dessert, and your blood was my dinner. Oh, let me look upon you once again. Oh, there you are. Your face is all wet. I made quite the mess. Here, let me clean you up. You are remarkable, my dear. I look forward to our time together. Forever starts now. You'll live in absolute bliss, won't you? I knew you'd see things my way. My adventurer. My lover. My thrall. You are mine and mine alone. Mistress won't let you go. And you'll love every second of it.